And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 7th of April, 2025. April 7th is International Beaver Day, created in 2009 by beavers, wetlands, and wildlife. April 7th was chosen for the holiday because it marks the birthday of Dorothy Richards, popularly known as the Beaver Woman, who was born in 1894. Richards engaged in the study of beavers for 50 years of her life. Beavers are semi-aquatic rodents found in the temperate northern hemisphere. They typically live in freshwater environments such as rivers, lakes, streams, and ponds. With large heads, stout bodies, and brown or gray fur, they have hand-like front feet and back feet that are webbed. Beavers are a keystone species, meaning that they have a disproportionately large effect on the environment. Because they were often hunted for their fur and meat, beavers nearly became extinct in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Though there were reported to be about 60 million beavers in North America at one time, their population has dropped to around 10 to 15 million. This year, beavers saved Czech taxpayers $1.2 million by flooding a protected former army training site where a long-stalled dam was planned. Officials had hoped to build a dam to turn this protected area south of the capital, Prague, into a nature-rich wetland. First drafted in 2018, the project had a building permit but was delayed by negotiations over the land. Yet before the excavators got the green light to begin digging, the herbivorous rodents set to work building a dam of their own. Now any man-made dam is unnecessary because, as officials put it, nature took its course as eager beavers created an ideal wetland environment practically overnight, where the revitalization project was planned. Officials also note that while the dams protect endangered crayfish, they also protect nearby farmland from flooding as well. Conservation officials said the wetland is complete with pools and canals and covers nearly 5 acres, which is roughly twice as big as the area officials had planned. Among nature's great engineers, beavers have long been championed by environmentalists for their ability to protect against flooding, improve water quality, and boost wildlife. The publication of Living the Farm Sanctuary Life, The Ultimate Guide to Eating Mindfully, Living Longer, and Feeling Better Every Day by Jean Bauer was on this day in 2015. Jean Bauer, the co-founder and president of Farm Sanctuary, the nation's leading farm animal protection organization, knows that the key to happiness lies in aligning your beliefs with your actions. In this definitive vegan and animal-friendly lifestyle guide, he and Jean Stone, author of Forks Over Knives, explore the deeply transformative experience of visiting the sanctuary and its profound effects on people's lives. The book covers the basic tenets of farm sanctuary life, such as eating in harmony with your values, connecting with nature wherever you are, and reducing stress, and offers readers simple ways to incorporate these principles into their lives. The publication of In Search of the Wild Tofurkey, How a Business Misfit Pioneered Plant-Based Foods Before They Were Cool, by Seth Tibbett, was on this day in 2020. Success doesn't happen overnight, except for Seth Tibbett, to whom it does, but only after 15 years of intrepid failure. In Search of the Wild Tofurkey tells a triumphant tale of how a self-described hippie with no business training, but plenty of enterprising goals, grew a $2,500 startup into a global brand and ushered in a plant-based foods renaissance along the way. Tibbett was never one to chase the money or try to fit in. Instead, he built a business that fit him. Thus, Tibbett discovered the secret sauce ingredients that took his now international brand from fameless to fame-ish to famous, bootstrapping, building business intuition, and staying true to his belief in eco-friendly practices. In Search of the Wild Tofurkey proves that a good idea can change the world and make money, no matter the naysayers or the sometimes harsh twists and turns of the unconventional path. And here's a portion of the children's song, Over in the Meadow. Over in the meadow by a dam built of sticks lived an old mother beaver and her little beavers six. "Build," said the mother. "We build," said the six. So they built all day by the dam built of sticks. A verse of Over in the Meadow. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the key to happiness lies in aligning your beliefs with your actions.